Hey, gang, there are so many important issues to discuss in today's political, cultural, and economic climate, and I can't discuss them all here. In fact, YouTube and big tech won't let me talk about it all here. And that's why I have exclusive uncensored live streams on Monday nights to cover everything. On Monday nights, I share all my thoughts and answer your questions in an in-depth, casual format that prepares you for this upcoming election with the truth. Today, I want to show you a quick clip from a recent stream that I hope will help you think clearly about these important issues, as well as encourage you to join our movement. Join an upcoming exclusive live stream, and I'll answer your questions by clicking the link in the description below and joining our community of courageous patriots building a parallel economy. I look forward to seeing you over there.
Well, Brian says that he has heard on Russell Brand that the social media influencer Douglas Mackey, who made memes of Hillary Clinton, was charged by the feds with election interference in 2016. Mackey suggested people could vote for Hillary via text. No evidence that anyone did, but he was sentenced to 7 months in prison. However, influencers who suggested that people could vote for Trump the same way haven't been charged or jailed. How can there be such a blatant dual system of justice in the U.S.?
He's done it, gang. I don't know how, but Mike Lindell has done it. He's taken what was already one of the most comfortable pillows on the market, and he made it even better. That's right. MyPillow 2.0 is here. With Mike's new cooling fabric technology combined with his original MyPillow fill, gang, it's truly the most comfortable pillow out there. It's always cool to the touch and provides some of the best neck support I've ever experienced in a pillow, leading to some pretty incredible sleep. For a limited time, Mike is providing over $150 off his new MyPillow if you use code Turley. That's right. MyPillow.com/Turley will get you massive savings on a set of four MyPillow 2.0. Mike is obviously, he's a true patriot. He's a friend of the show, and he's a bona fide American entrepreneur. It's really a great product, so don't wait. Mike told me these new pillows are selling like hotcakes, and this offer will not last forever. Click on the link in the description below and use code Turley to get your MyPillow 2.0 today. Yeah, this is what I think drives us a lot, drives so many of us crazy when we're asking for the Republicans to fight on our behalf. And what the Democrats are basically doing, Victor Davis Hanson pointed this out, is they're holding us hostage to our own fidelity to our country. Democrats know that, Republicans know that if we were to act the way they're acting, it would be the end of our republic. Our republic would be destroyed. So they're like the petulant teenager who's kicking and screaming and acting the way that he's acting, knowing that we're the parents, knowing that the parents know that were they to act in a comparable manner, the family would be destroyed. When I hear about what happened to Mackey, I say the country's already been destroyed. Fundamentally, the country's destroyed. So now it's about fighting so that we can be the ones to rebuild it. You know, we say it a lot. So Hannah and I, in our group is together, we talk a lot about things are worse than we thought, but things are more hopeful than we could ever imagine. We are going to enter a rebuilding process. This is why Texas is a very important part of this. Not that I want to necessarily see Texas separate per se. I think it's an arc if things go awry in 2024, but it's important in that it is an independence movement that says unequivocally, Washington is broken. The system is broken. And there's no putting it back together. I think that's an important starting point. Say, if it's broken, then it has to get, we have to go through a process of destroying it. Scott Adams said it this way. It has to go through a process of destruction before we can go through the process of rebuilding. And when we get to that process of rebuilding, that's when the astonishing ingenuity of the American, I would argue just of the people of Western civilization kicks in. And when that ingenuity kicks in, we don't need to be worried. It's going to be astonishing because it always is. So I just think that Mackie is evidence of the fact that our legal system has been totally compromised. It's now been hijacked by lunatics, again, who can't argue. That's so essential to get, because a democratic society is predicated on dialogue, dia logos, the logos, right? The word going back and forth, dia logos. If you deny the law of non-contradiction, if you don't know what a woman is, if you believe there are 50 different genders and so forth, you're not going to be able to argue. So you have to shut people down. You have to shut them up. Again, this is where the refutalization frame comes in. We're living in a time where fewer people are amassing money and power like never before, right? It used to be 400 billionaires who own half the world's assets. Now it's only 100 billionaires. The amount of power and wealth, affluence, is in fewer and fewer hands. So that's the corporate centralizing structure of a global society. At the same time, we're seeing a new kind of fundamentalism, a clerical fundamentalism, but it's not clerics. It's coming from a clerisy class, a university class that even Bill Maher was beating up on last Friday night. And that's this clerisy of wokeness that's imposing this fundamentalism on the population. And that comes replete with heresy hunters. That's what this guy at the ADL, Anti-Defamation League, is. He's a heresy hunter, right? He's a grand inquisitor. He runs around, finds companies and people who are guilty of racism and sexism and anti-Semitism and all kinds of phobia, and then has them canceled. And that's now just making its way into the legal system. That's the thing. These things don't, this is, well, I think they know it, but these things don't stay in spheres. They work themselves out, is where Maxim would understand this. Anything that gets this notion of the sacred eventually works itself out into the whole of society. It's literally called a process of sanctification. It sanctifies it. So the moment you start canceling people on social media, don't be surprised if all of a sudden courts start canceling people. It's going to work its way out, or work its way through society. And wokeness today is the religion of our society. Make no mistake, wokeness is every bit as much of a religion as Islam or Christianity or any other faith. And it has a high priesthood and in the university professors and so on, and they are imposing this wokeness more and more in the population, so as to keep us compliant with the kind of society structured by the billionaires and bureaucrats, the small number who has the most power and affluence. So, and that's exactly how the feudalized world in the medieval era worked as well, where those who had power and affluence used religion as a means of controlling the masses. And that's exactly what we're doing today with the new religion being wokeness. So that's what's happening. And it's making its way into our court systems now. We have got to fight back. And we only fight back with people like Trump, who recognize that we lost our country. And we need to defeat the people, the lunatics who took over, so that we can rebuild and see again. That's why I say it's worse than you thought, but it's more hopeful than you could ever imagine, because wokeness kills itself. Don't worry about it. What happened in the feudal era? What happened in the medieval period? You got the Protestant Reformation, which was a populist reformation that we're still reaping the rewards of 500 years later. It was a populist revolt. So that's what you're going to get.
Have we ever been this divorced from tradition and history, though? Because you make that parallel to the Reformation, but we just seem at a completely different place than back then.
Yeah. So it's no question. Maybe Trump in a sense is our Martin Luther in that sense, but it's going to be very, it's going to be different. It's going to have a different feel, but it was a populist revolt against what was perceived to be tyrannical structures. And we broke through those tyrannical structures, and eventually the Holy Roman Emperor fell, and even the papacy has been reduced to a tiny little, the smallest country on the planet, actually, right? Vatican City. It used to own 2/3 of Europe. So it's shrunk quite a bit. There was a massive amount of pushback against that. And I think we're seeing a comparable populist pushback against. But no, your point is very well taken. We're, the modern world is an anti-traditionalist world. The modern world is a liberal world. That's why we feel, that's why conservatives, I think, tend to be so, we tend to be so curmudgeonly. We tend to be always so pessimistic and always so defeatist, because everywhere around us, it just seems like the whole world's just falling apart. Well, it is. The modern world, by its nature, seeks to is liberal. It seeks to emancipate humanity from the traditionalist structures of religion, culture, monarchy, all these sort of traditions, and promises us a brave new progressive world. That world is collapsing. That world is falling apart. And even wokeness, ironically, is evidence of that, in that wokeness is highly tribalistic. So we're going back to our ethnic, religious, regional identities. And so that's why you're seeing civilization states rise up, secessionist movements like in the Donbass region, Donetsk and Lugansk, or Texas, or Brexit, you name it. And also that's why you're seeing renewed nationalist populist movements like MAGA, or the great success that we just saw in Switzerland over the weekend. I mean, huge success, Swiss People's Party, biggest party in Switzerland. It's been that way actually for the last decade, but they're even increasing their majority. So you just have to, see wokeness as being a part of that. Wokeness is a kind of hyper-tribalized belief system that is African nationalist, Latino nationalist, increasingly Asian nationalist, although Asians don't tend to play that game as much. But then they mix it in with this very bizarre modernist notion that we can liberate ourselves from our own bodies. And so you get the transgenderism. So it's this weird hybrid. And they actually call the term is called glocalism. It's a real funny term. It's the combination of globalism and localism kind of in this mixed bag. And it's filled with contradictions. And that's basically what wokeness is. But make no mistake, it's going to break apart. It's going to fall apart. And then we'll have the chance of being able to rebuild our countries, Canada, the United States, in a way that I pray will be more glorious than we can ever imagine.
Carrie Jumper says, Dr. Steve for VP.
No, I don't want to leave my basement. I love my basement.
Well, thank you guys for joining us. And we would absolutely love to meet each and every one of you in Texas next month. If you're in Texas, please, please come. It'll be November 9th through 12th in Waco. I just put a link in the chat there, and they've just added a lower tier ticket. So if you've looked before and felt like the prices might be too much for you, definitely check out that lower tier ticket. It still has the same offerings as all the other ones that were higher priced, but hopefully that will be able That's to bring cool. in more people. So please do check that out. We'd love to see you guys. So
absolutely.
Yeah. Any final words, Dr. Steve?
Well, yeah, again, I was just thinking, you know, hopefully you've got the sense it's worse than you thought, but it's more hopeful than you ever imagined. That's that Stockdale principle that we tried to hold on to, named after Admiral James Stockdale, who survived 7 years of a POW Vietnamese prison camp. And he said, you know, you've got to hold two things to get through the most challenging times. You got to hold together two seemingly paradoxical beliefs. One, on you have to assess in the most sober way and realistic way imaginable the dire consequences that face you, and you can never ever lose hope that you'll prevail. Those two things have to be kept together, and that's what's going to get us through it.
And you people are here, so you're taking action. You believe it. So thank you so much for coming. Love you all. Thank you for coming, and we'll see you guys next Monday night. Have a great week, everyone.
God bless, gang. I hope you enjoyed that clip of my Monday night Insiders Club live stream. Join us live next week by clicking on the link in the description below and joining the coalition of patriots worldwide building a parallel economy to return to our roots of faith, family, and freedom. Click below right now.